This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you to today's video. And in this video, we will be discussing the book, The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. Why we do what we do in life and in business. Let's discuss a few lessons from this book and how these lessons can be applied during and after the blessed month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a time when Muslims reflect, they introspect, they reflect on their habits and they strive. There is this constant striving to turn over a new leaf, to mend their ways and to instill positive changes in their lives. So this book, The Power of Habit, it explores the science of habit formation and how we can use this knowledge to make powerful and positive changes in our lives. So generally, when you study the science of habit formation, psychologists and other experts state that the time it takes to form a habit varies depending on the individual and the habit itself. So according to the research out there, it can take anywhere from 18 to 254 days to form a new habit, with an average of around 66 days. Now, there are some who say 20 days, some who say 30, the average, and some who say 60 days. Now, you have to understand that this is just an estimate, and some people may be able to form habits more quickly, whilst others may take longer. Additionally, the level of complexity of the habit, the tasks involved, the frequency of repetition, and the strength of the person's determination, motivation, and willpower can all impact the time it takes to lock in and form a habit, a good habit or a bad habit. Now, this book explains that habits are formed through a three-step process. So you have cue, routine, and reward. The cue is the trigger that sets the habit in motion. It gets the ball rolling. The routine is the repetitive behavior itself. And then the reward is the result, the outcome that reinforces the habit. So during Ramadan, we can use this knowledge because we've got 30 days, my dear brothers and sisters. So during this powerful month, the spiritual boot camp, we can use this knowledge to instill, to develop new habits and to break old ones. So for example, if you have a habit of sleeping late and then missing Salatul Fajr, you can identify the cues, in other words, the triggers that trigger this behavior, such as, for example, staying up late on your phone the previous night, you know, going down a rabbit hole on YouTube, Netflix, or social media in general. You can identify that cue, you can identify that trigger, and you can replace that cue with positive ones, such as maybe you reading the Quran before going to bed or reading something positive, a good book, you know, to kind of put yourself to sleep before going to bed. Now, another important point from the book is that habits are easier to form when we have a clear sense of purpose, when we have a strong motivator, you have a strong motivation to push you forward. So during Ramadan, my dear brothers and sisters, as the servants of the Almighty, our purpose is not just staying away from food and drink. It's not some kind of a quote-unquote diet. The lofty purpose behind Ramadan is to instill the consciousness of our Maker. It is to draw closer to Allah. Taqwa, basically, to build in this strong nature where we stay away from that which displeases Allah and we draw closer to Him by doing that which pleases Him. We are looking to seek His forgiveness. We are looking to, achieve His mercy. So by focusing on all these lofty purposes, there is the incentive. We can motivate ourselves to form positive and powerful habits and break negative ones. So by making positive changes during Ramadan, we can carry those habits, the good habits, forward into our daily lives, and we can inshallah continue to reap the benefits long after. Because you see, we are in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Ramadan is leaving us, sadly. So by instilling these habits and carrying them forward into our daily lives, we will inshallah continue to reap the rewards, the benefits long after the month is over. So for example, if you instill and make a habit of reading the Quran every single day during Ramadan, you can now go on to continue this habit after the month of Ramadan as well and make it a regular part and parcel of your life. So this book, The Power of Habit, reminds us that habits are a powerful force in our lives. But you also have to understand we have the power to change them. Like I said, you have good habits, bad habits, and habits in general are a powerful force. So the good habits obviously have very powerful and a positive impact, and similarly bad habits can have a very detrimental and powerful negative effect on our lives. May Allah protect us all. So by applying the lessons from this book during Ramadan, we can nurture and instill good habits, we can develop good habits, and we can break away from our bad ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with the strength, with the willpower, and the determination to form good habits and to break away from the bad ones during this blessed month of Ramadan. Jazakumullah khair for watching, and if you found this video to be of benefit, do share it with others as well so that others can benefit. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us all to make the most out of this month of Ramadan. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'wayan, alhamdulillahi, rabbil alameen.